You comfortable in either role, short relief, long relief, starter? Does it matter to you?
Doesn't really matter to me. I mean, actually, me and a couple of the other pitchers always argue about, I say that pitching is pitching regardless of if you're a starter or reliever. So to me, it's all the same. Yeah, I'm comfortable in all of them.
Is there any difference in the preparation at all? I mean, like if you know you're going to start, if you know you're going to come out of the bullpen?
I guess it's a little different mindset, I guess, because if you're starting, you know, all right, I got to be good for six, seven innings. If you're closing, it's like, all right, I just got to get six outs. But really the only different preparation is the starter gets to sit in the dugout the whole time instead of catching up for BP and all that. So not really much different I would do at this point. Maybe if I started the year as a starting pitcher, then I would do something different. But at this point, it would be the same.
After relieving all year, do you think you're at a point where your arm is conditioned to go maybe like a seven innings if you're asked to start?
Definitely, because, I mean, twice this year I've thrown over 90 pitches, Virginia, and then this past weekend at against NC State. So I think I would be conditioned enough to do it.
What was the conversation like as inning goes on? As you get past inning three, was there any question about you coming out? Was there any conversation about possibly coming out? Did you have to plead to stay in? What was the...
None of the coaches really said anything to me, so I just kind of took it as this is my game to finish. So I actually tried to convince them to let me go out for another inning, but they weren't having it because I threw 40 3 days before. So there wasn't really any talk of coming out of the game, no.
Did you just treat it like one inning, like close this inning, and suddenly you find yourself going into a fifth inning?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I knew we had a two-run lead, so I was like, just finish the game and don't give up two runs, pretty much. I didn't really think much about it, honestly.
Do you see yourself playing a pretty big role down in the influence for this team?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been one of our main guys out of the pen, so I think I could be used as a closer role or long relief or starter, so I imagine I'll have play a big role this week.
As a pitcher?
I'm excited. Yeah. I want to win. I want to go to the Super Regional. I want to go to Omaha, so I'm excited for it.
As a pitcher, do you wait till the coaches give you the scouting report, or do you take a look at their hitters on your own?
I really just look at what they put up in the dugout. I mean, I know that pretty much no matter who is hitting, I'm going to pitch my way.
Your strength, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really try and pitch against their weaknesses. Rather than I try to use my strengths to get them out.
Being a North Fulton product, discuss representing your area in the North Metro Atlanta area in a national stage like this, being from Alpharetta and going to Johns Creek.
It's pretty cool. I get texts from parents of people I played with before, and I mean, I like it. I mean, it's pretty cool to see people giving me some recognition and stuff, and just trying to show Johns Creek proud, I guess. I don't know. I try to not look at it, really. I just know that if I'm not giving up runs, then we're going to win since I'm closing. So that's pretty much my only goal. Personal accolades are cool, but I would rather our team go really far than me get a lot of good stats and all that stuff.
Single-season ERA record. You think of the pitchers who've been through here. What's that mean to you, or is that something that'll mean more to you as once the season's over?
I mean, it means a lot. It shows me that my hard work has paid off. But to me, stats aren't always a great indicator of how a season goes, because especially as a relief pitcher, so if you have one bad outing and give up four runs, then your ERA is not going to recover from it. So, I mean, it just tells me that I've been consistent more. And, I mean, it's pretty cool because there's been a lot of good pitchers to come through here. So it's cool to be able to say that I have that record. But.
Mr. Loza, thank you.
You don't have to thank.
Goldie.